Well, good morning. Trust you're well. I bid you welcome as you tune in with us again this morning for one of our daily devotional thoughts from Bally Baptist Church. It's Tuesday again. These weeks are going round so very quickly, but we trust that just now, as you'll listen for a few minutes, that you'll be blessed through the Word of God. Last Thursday, the 11th of February, Matt Hancock, the UK Health Secretary, announced a decision that a reform exercise was going to be undertaken for the National Health Service in England. And when he had made that announcement, and perhaps the timing seems a little bit strange, but he made that announcement and the timing was questioned by numerous opposition politicians. And the timing was questioned really given that the UK is still dealing with the COVID pandemic and all of the issues that relate to that. Now, whenever that criticism was levelled by reporters to Matt Hancock, his response was this. He said, "There is no better time than now. There is no better time than now." Whenever I heard that statement that he made and considered it in my mind just for a little while, it reminded me of a verse of scripture in the New Testament in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 2. And the Apostle Paul is writing, of course, to the church in Corinth. But in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 2, we read these words. And he's speaking about the grace of God. He says, "For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." And I thought about the words of the Apostle Paul and how he speaks about now being the accepted time. And I thought about Matt Hancock and his statement, "There is no better time than now." Now, the Apostle Paul, whenever he was writing his letter to the church in Corinth, he was at that time, that particular statement that he made, he was actually quoting from the Old Testament. He was quoting from the prophet Isaiah. And he was reminding those who would read his letter about making sure of their standing with God. But just as we think about that verse of the Word of God, and really that statement of Paul where he says, "Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." There's a couple of things that we notice in those words of Paul that I would like to mention, just touch on very briefly this morning. I want you to notice, first of all, that Paul calls the reader or the listener, whoever it may be, to be attentive to what he's saying. He uses the word "behold" twice in a very short space of time. He says, "Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." Now that word "behold" that we find in 2 Corinthians, in the literal language or in the original language, the literal translation of that really could mean "give me your attention." Paul is saying, "Give me your attention. Just listen to me for a minute or two." Maybe that's something that you have had to say a little bit more during these past couple of months. Maybe you're in a situation where you're a parent who's homeschooling and you're finding yourself having to say to your children, "Now just stop and listen to me. Give me your attention." And we know how difficult perhaps that can be. And maybe now, even as parents, we have a little bit more sympathy with school teachers in their normal situation trying to hold the attention of a whole class. And it's difficult, I suppose, for children maybe to give their attention all the time. But equally, it is the case that there are many things in life today that take our attention. Many things that can hold our attention. Whenever you think about the fact that when you carry a mobile phone, for example, it's small enough really to fit into your pocket, but yet it's powerful enough to be a games machine, to be a communications device, to be a mini computer, and to have all of those apps that can track and trace and everything that can be on a mobile phone. Of course, when you have something like that at hand, it can be very easy to become distracted from other things. And sometimes we have to take our attention and really focus on something else because that has taken our attention for a while. We can be easily distracted. And yet the Apostle Paul calls here to those who he's writing to in Corinth, and he says, "Give me your attention." Because the call that Paul is writing about is vital. The issue that Paul is calling attention to is the only thing that matters when it comes to your eternal soul. Paul calls them to attention, but Paul goes on and he says, now. He says, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. So he's called not just for attention, but his call is an urgent call. And it really calls for immediate action. He says, now give me your attention. Do you know why he says that? Paul says, give me your attention now. Listen to me now. Because now is the only time that each of us is guaranteed to have. We have no certainty of tomorrow. We have no certainty of any other day. We have now. We have this moment in time. And Paul has an important message to declare. And something that he wants them to give their attention to. And he wants them to do it straight away. The matter that Paul is calling their attention to is the crux of the message. Paul says, now is the day of salvation. Paul is calling those who are listening to the letter being read. He's calling those who are reading the letter to prepare for eternity by seeking God's salvation. And friends, as you're listening this morning, the truth is that all men need God's salvation. The Bible says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible tells us that all men are sinners by nature. In fact, it tells us in Isaiah chapter 59 and verse 2 that our iniquities have separated between us and our God. Is that you today? It is, you know, if you're not saved, you're separated from God. But you see, God has made a way of salvation, and Paul refers to it here. He says, now is the day of salvation. But what is the way of salvation? If this is the day, what is the way? Well, God made the way of salvation by sending his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And he came to this earth and he lived a perfect sinless life, a life that I couldn't live and a life that you can't live. And the Lord Jesus Christ then took the punishment for your sin and my sin upon himself at the cross of Calvary. And he became the substitute for you and for me. What do we do with Jesus? Well, the way of salvation is simply confessing our sin, confessing our need of Christ, trusting what Christ has done, and calling upon him to save us. Have you done that? Do you know the time is now? There was once a preacher was dealing with a young woman who came along to his church, and she was arguing with him that she had plenty of time to get right with Jesus. She had plenty of time to deal with these things. And he took a blank sheet of paper and he handed it to her. And he said, would you sign a statement that you'd be willing to postpone salvation for a year? And she said, no. He said, well, would you sign a statement to say that you would postpone salvation for 6 months? And she said, no. 1 month, he said. And she hesitated and then she said, no. And then she began to see the folly of her argument, because that very moment was the only time she had assurance of opportunity. And that young lady put her trust in the Lord Jesus Christ that very night, because she realized that there is indeed no better time than now. And it's the same for you. There is no better time than now. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Trust in Jesus. Have your sin to be dealt with. I trust that you've been encouraged, perhaps even through this little devotional. But God bless you today. And if you're not right with God, now is the day. Now is the time. Get right with him. Amen.